Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And I wanted to welcome you to our first episode of 2017. And once again, continue to thank everybody for all their support and everything. The number of people that continue to download and listen to this every week keeps amazing me. I was pretty sure that when we started in the beginning, maybe we would put out 5 or 6 episodes, and here we are coming up on 30. And I was also pretty sure that maybe my mom and John's mom would be the only ones to download and listen to this. And unless they're downloading it a couple hundred times a week, which isn't impossible, we definitely have more listeners than just them. So thank you, everybody. This week, I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about training with pain and how you should handle that, what you should do to make sure you can continue training, continue getting the most out of what you're doing, and stay safe even when you're feeling a little bit of pain. And we get this question a lot. We either hear one of two things, especially in the clinic. People will come in and say, well, my doctor told me don't do anything until the pain is all gone. And so they've been sitting on the couch or doing nothing for a while. Or the other side is people say, it hurt for a while. I just ignored it and continued training through it. And really neither one of those are an optimal strategy or an optimal thing to do. The first side of it is if something hurts, that's your body sort of warning you that something isn't going right. And it doesn't mean you need to stop doing everything that you're doing, but it definitely means that there might be some need for modification. And it's not uncommon that if you just sort of ignore your body, and sometimes the way that I explain this is, it's kind of like dealing with a 2-year-old. If you ignore him, then they just start to yell louder to try and get your attention. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're making something worse, but it's gonna get more painful because your brain thinks that you're not paying any attention to it. And like that 2-year-old, it really wants your attention. So as we kind of look at how you should handle this, one of the first things that I ask people is, let's say we'll use shoulder pain as an example. So someone has shoulder pain and they're doing a lot of overhead workouts and they really, really want to continue doing these overhead workouts. Maybe they're a swimmer, maybe they're a baseball player, tennis player. They really need that overhead position for their training, but they are afraid to do anything overhead because it's always hurting up there. And so the first thing I always ask is, when you stop, what happens? And my general rule is, if you do something, you stop, bring your arm down from that position or any body part out of that position, and the pain goes away, or you can sort of walk around for a second and the pain goes away, then you're not doing any damage to it, and that's okay. That's an okay thing to continue doing. But we want to start to look at your position, maybe your technique, what you're doing, because that's a good sign there's no tissue damage. You're not breaking anything, so to say. But that clearly there's some reason why your brain and your body is not very happy in that position, and we want to get you into being more comfortable into that position. Now, the other side of that is you bring your arm down and it hurts like heck, and that's the end of your workout, you can't keep doing that, then I'm gonna say you need to avoid that position or that exercise or that movement and stay away from that until we can get you doing it either in a pain-free way or we can get you doing it in a way that you can actually walk that pain off, which is the term sometimes you hear used a lot. So in that situation, we might say, okay, going all the way up over your head, maybe doing an overhead press or something like that is really, really painful. But what if we put you into a type of overhead position in a different way? What if we try to push up and what happens there? Or what if we don't go all the way over your head and we start doing some work slightly lower down through that range of motion? What happens in that position? The next thing we start to look at is there a difference if you're doing something and going in and out of that position versus maybe doing some isometric contractions in that position or some isometric work in that position? And can we get you doing that, working in that position pain-free for a little while so that maybe we can strengthen you in that position so it's no longer such a painful or aggravating position. The other side of the argument, or what we hear a lot, is this idea of I just need to rest and do nothing until it's all better. And a lot of times the example I'll use for that is, usually that's like if you get a flat tire in your car and you just say, well, I'm not going to drive so that I don't drive on this flat tire. In a day, an hour, a week, a month, you go back out to your car, tire's still flat. So if you ignore the problem or don't do anything, the problem still exists, or what led to that problem being there, it's still there. And as soon as you start going back into everything, it can creep right back in. So it's not usually advisable to just rest, do nothing, and then pick right back up where you left off. You really want to figure out the cause of the problem and work your way through a solution. The other side of this is, there is definitely a benefit to training or exercising, working out in general, as far as healing things. So you have somebody with shoulder pain, all these overhead positions hurt, and we can't really find the position to get into and get it to be pain-free. We don't want you cutting out everything, because especially if you're somebody who's used to working out a lot, your body needs that stimulation, you need that exercise. And so we want to find things that you could do. It might be all lower body activity, because all of that stuff is going to help you heal a lot faster. So if you are somebody, let's just use the example of a runner who's having some ankle pain. Maybe you're a runner who was mowing the lawn, stepped in a hole and sprained your ankle. And you, okay, well, I got to lay off of running. I have a clear injury here. I can't run. You don't want to just sort of sit on the couch and do nothing. Or you may want to sit on the couch and do nothing, but it's not the best idea. What you really want to be doing is, that's the time to spend some time in some shoulder work. You want to spend some time doing some core work. You can do tons of things to get a really good workout, get your heart rate up, still get that stimulation into your body, and then move through from there. And that will help that ankle injury heal much faster and help you get much more out of everything that you're doing. So that's what we have for this episode on working out and training through pain. If you have any questions, any comments, I know we get a lot of questions about this topic all the time. Please feel free to reach out, find us through our Facebook page, find us through the website, www.feldmanphysicaltherapy.com. And as always, please keep the comments, suggestions, and everything coming, and keep subscribing to the podcast. You can do that through iTunes, Google Play, and I'm sure many other places that I'm not really sure where they are, but I know that we show up there. So thank you very much, and have a great week, everybody.